Now, if you've ever had a migraine, you'll know it's far more than your normal headache. The intense pain associated with a migraine can leave sufferers unable to function with everyday life, and a staggering third of those who suffer from migraine require complete bed rest during an attack. Dr. Jennifer Dineen is a neurologist with the Beacon Hospital in Dublin. She's with me in studio now, and she's in our Ask the Expert chair. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
There's no one cause of migraines, as we were talking earlier, but what is it? Is it blood vessels contracting? How do you categorise what they
are? Okay, so what happens in migraine is basically the pain receptors that are on the surface of the brain become sensitised, and that generates the pain that patients commonly experience with severe migraine.
And it's described, and I've had very mild migraines myself, nothing that prolaxes me, but it's an intense shooting pain, isn't it?
Well, it tends to be a very throbbing, pulsating pain. It's quite severe. And then it has a lot of associated features that are quite debilitating. So patients will experience nausea, vomiting, light and sound sensitivity. They'll want to keep their head still. They'll want to be in a dark room away from people. So it can be extremely debilitating when it takes hold.
Are there any common causation factors for migraines?
Well, it's more that there's, if you're a migraine sufferer, you may have certain triggers. So that could be dehydration or hunger or poor sleep or alcohol. Some people find being in a very brightly lit room can be a trigger, which obviously can be an issue if that's their work environment.
How do people pinpoint those triggers, work out that it is what it is?
Well, I think the best way to pinpoint a trigger is to keep a migraine diary. And that way you can establish how frequent your migraine headaches occur and if there's anything that consistently seems to be associated with them.
One listener says, migraine, try cutting out certain foods. For me, it was chocolate. Is chocolate a common trigger?
In some people it is, in other people it isn't at all. And the only way to really know it is to keep a migraine diary and then link the two together, or give it up and see if the migraines go away.
Is there any age at which these manifest themselves? Because you don't have many children talking about migraines. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but it tends to be more adults, doesn't
it? So it tends to begin in the teens to early 20s and then continue from there. So if someone presents with headaches and they're under 10 years of age, or they're over 50 years of age at new onset of headache, then they should be investigated with brain scans and that type of thing.
Yeah, because it's not normal for younger children to suffer from them.
It's not typical, but it still can happen.
It does happen. Yeah. How long do migraines go on for?
So again, that varies from individual to individual. It can be as short as a few hours or as long as a few days. And I guess it depends on what someone decides to do once they get the migraine. So if you can treat it early before it's taken hold, you may be able to prevent it from getting very severe.
And the severe ones that you're talking about, how do you go about preventing them from happening? Because, look, if you suffer from migraines and you know one is coming, like everything else, complacency can be a problem, going, I can't deal with this right now. I'll take the tablets later on. That's not the right way.
Well, the management takes on several features. So the very first thing is to establish is the frequency and severity. And the best way to do that is with a migraine diary. And then the management from there is divided into pain medication that you take when you actually have the pain and medication you take to prevent the onset of the pain. And again, that's a very individualized decision to make. In general, if you suffer from headache or migraine on more than 10 to 15 days per month, you should be on a preventive medication. But having said that, if you have only 4 migraines per month and they're extremely debilitating, that would also be a good indication to be on regular preventive treatment.
Now, preventive treatment always should be used with caution and under extreme medical supervision. Is there any long-term side effects of taking medication like that for prolonged periods?
Well, the first thing to do is, like you say, to take it under supervision. And so when you start on a preventive therapy, it's very important for you to establish the goals of the treatment with either your GP or your neurologist. So you should start at a low dose. So the lower the dose, the better. And that will minimize chances of long-term side effects. And then gradually increase the dose until you get a benefit or until you get side effects that you can't tolerate. Then you can take the medication for maybe 3-4 months or until your migraines are controlled, and then you can slowly come off it if you wish. So there's no absolute need to be on medication in the very long term. And if you are, there is a low risk of long-term side effects from the medications.
We talk about the medications you can take. Is there a natural remedy? Is there anything you can do in nature that will have something like the similar effect?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, in terms of natural things, I would say make sure you get good sleep, make sure you eat regular meals, get regular exercise, don't drink too much alcohol. Caffeine can be a trigger for patients, so maybe minimise caffeine intake, but I'm not sure of any natural supplements of that.
All the fun stuff tends to aggravate these things, isn't it? We mentioned how somebody had chocolate as their trigger for migraine. Mm-hmm. Somebody else says, I crave chocolate when I have migraines. Yeah. Is that normal? Do people report that?
Not too commonly, but you know, I guess it can happen.
Yeah. Mary is in Limerick. Good morning, Mary. I suffered migraine for 45 years, left for 8 years. In other words, the migraine stopped, which presumably was a very happy 8-year period, but now they're back again. I don't know why they've come back. Any reason why?
Well, I guess if she suffered from migraine for 45 years and then had an 8-year break, I mean, it's possible that if she's entering menopause, because that's a time when migraine can recur to do with the hormonal changes around menopause. So it's a common time for migraine to present in older people.
So again, just consult your GP, get to see a neurologist if they say so. Lorraine is listening. Good morning, Lorraine. I get migraines from time to time. It's like a helicopter in my head. Happened this weekend from the heat, but wasn't out in the sun. I also get brain fog in general. Any ideas for brain fog? I'm not sure what brain fog is. I'm not sure if it's a medically treatable condition, but do you understand what she's trying to get at?
I do. Brain fog is a tricky one and a lot of people complain of it. I think what they essentially mean is there's kind of a difficulty concentrating, like their head just doesn't feel clear. So I find that that's part of the migraine spectrum. And if someone complains of a lot of brain fog, it's worth going into a bit more detail in the history to identify if headaches are underlying this. And also, if she's a migraine sufferer and she takes a lot of paracetamol or those kinds of over-the-counter medications on a number of days per week, that on its own can lead to a headache and difficulty concentrating.
And the heat element of it, not great in this weather, but can heat trigger migraines as well?
Well, I guess heat can make you dehydrated, you know, so maybe it could trigger it that way.
Hi, my earliest memory of a sharp intermittent stabbing pain, I was about 8 years old. I'm 52, but they seem to be coming more frequently. I could go a few years without, but this year alone I've had 4 episodes lasting 5 to 10 days. So that's somebody who's really suffering. Mm-hmm. Ibuprofen gives me stomach pains. Any suggestions?
Well, I definitely would need to go into the history in a bit more detail with this one, because he could be describing what's called a cluster headache, which is actually a little bit different to migraine. And it tends to occur in the episodic nature he's describing, where it does last, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks. It tends to be associated with tearing of the eye, running of the nose, redness of the eye. So I'd need to know, was he suffering from that? Because there can be different medication used for cluster headaches that isn't the same as migraine.
I get about 3 or 4 migraines a year, says this listener. I'm on the pill. Can you discuss the risk of stroke?
Yeah, so the risk of the association between migraine and stroke really only pertains to the migraine that occurs with an aura. Now, an aura is a transient neurological symptom that can come on either before or during the headache. It tends to last about 15 to 20 minutes, and it has a traveling nature. So if you have a migraine with an aura, then there is an increased risk of stroke, but there is not an increased risk of stroke with migraine without an aura. In terms of the pill, if you have a migraine with aura and you're over the age of 35, you should probably not be on an oral contraceptive pill. So you could go to the progesterone only.
Okay.
And then on this point, just make sure you're not a smoker.
Okay, well, that's common advice from most doctors, to be fair. Jeff says, I've had migraines since 21. I'm 65. They've lessened in frequency with age. I drink a lot of water if I notice coloured blobs appearing, because they affect the field of vision. So that's preemptive,
isn't
it?
That's the aura, yeah, that I'm describing.
So the blobs are the aura. So if you see them coming, drink and take action.
Exactly, yeah.
Aidan says, I suffered from migraine headaches when I was in secondary school. They normally occurred on wet winter days, stopped completely during the summer holidays, and stopped completely when I left school. Sounds like he was allergic to school more than anything else. A listener says, I suffer with optical migraine, which I was diagnosed with around 2003. Can be very bad at times, but was never given a cause. I have a good diet. I don't drink or smoke or eat junk. I would get the migraine about 4 or 5 times a month. What triggers relate to optical migraine? Can you tell me? I'm on warfarin as well, says that listener.
Okay, well, that's a complicated one. And again, the triggers are really the same throughout all of migraine. And then some people just happen to have migraine that presents with eye-related symptoms. I mean, I would probably, again, go back into this history and make sure that he had seen a neurologist and it had been investigated, because we would get a little bit concerned with eye-related symptoms.
My 8-year-old has been diagnosed with abdominal migraine. Never heard across that?
I'm not really sure about that. And to be honest, it's not an absolutely confirmed entity.
OK. Ed says, has anyone out there encountered migraine snobbery? Only hyper-intelligent people like me get migraine. I don't think so, Ed. Maybe they're just trying to elevate themselves above your position if you indeed suffer from migraine. It seems to affect everybody, I think it's fair to say, Jennifer. Yeah. There's no major change. Is tinnitus connected in any way with migraine? Asked Mary.
So some people get what's called a vestibular type of migraine, and in that way tinnitus can be connected. But in general, if you are suffering from tinnitus and hearing loss, I would see your GP.
I live with chronic migraines, says this listener. Headache 24/7 for the last 4 years. I mind myself, watch and track my triggers, but still have a headache every day. My main concern is in recent weeks, I've started having blurring of vision, which never happened before. I'm at a loss as to what to do. My GP has said the same. He's supportive, but there seems to be no answer bar strong pain medication for unbearable days. I'm concerned with this change to my vision. Is it worth trying another neurologist, another route for help? And is the vision blurring a new aura factor, which I need to worry about?
Well, first of all, I would go back to basics again. I would get a migraine diary and establish the absolute frequency of the migraines. It sounds like this patient has possibly gotten into a medication overuse cycle as well, and that is very understandable how someone can get into that cycle whereby you take regular painkillers on a number of days per week. Unfortunately, the only way to get rid of that migraine is to stop those medications, to get rid of the medication overuse headache. And in terms of the blurred vision, I probably would consult your GP if it's a new neurological symptom that would warrant brain imaging.
Jennifer, so much to talk about. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.